This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Inside MSide. My name is Caleb Watson, and I'm a junior on the wrestling team here at Morningside University. I'm joined today by head wrestling coach Jake Stevenson, a 2008 Morningside graduate himself, as well as current wrestlers Hunter DeYoung and Noah Stiskel. Over winter break, Coach Stevenson took the wrestling team to Arizona, where we wrestled Arizona Christian and ranked team Embry-Riddle. The team continued to wrestle ranked competition following the turn of the calendar, competing at the NWCA duels in Louisville, Kentucky in January. So, welcome guys to the podcast. Just kind of starting off, what do you guys think, like, what was the big idea behind going to Arizona for, you know, behind, in, like, the coach's eyes, I guess, and NWCA duels also?
Going to Arizona, it's a trip that we've done a few times, and really it's a great experience for the guys to go down to Phoenix, Arizona, getting some warm weather in the middle of December. We schedule some hikes of a couple, you know, mountains and just climbs there. So good opportunity to get outside and do some physical activity. And, you know, this time we were able to set up a couple duels against some teams down there around Phoenix area, Arizona Christians, located in Glendale, I believe it was. And then Embry-Riddle comes down from Prescott, Arizona. So we're able to schedule a couple matches and get the guys, you know, on the mat for a few duels. And then also we do some training at Arizona State. So, just a great experience and a fun time to go somewhere that's warm when it's freezing back here in Sioux City. So, it was a great experience. We obviously competed really well when we went down there. Guys stayed locked in. We dominated the duel against Arizona Christian and the duel against Embry-Riddle. So, it's just a great experience for the team and a lot of fun to be down in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, it was very cool to see. And, you know, I didn't wrestle in it, of course, but I thought it was super awesome going down there. And it was such a different atmosphere. You know, I found that, like, I've never really been, like, it just seemed a lot more laid back for them, I guess, like, than what we usually see up here. I felt like they were just a lot more, you know, kind of, yeah, we have a wrestling duel, but then, you know, we came down there and put the hammer on them. And I think that that really tells, like, what kind of team we are. Hunter and Noah, I kind of have a question for you guys. So talking, like Coach was talking a little bit about how, you know, we go down there, get some warm weather, get a little bit of change of scenery and everything. Like how big was that for, as like a refresher for you guys, would you say, you know, coming, then going to break and then coming back and being ready for the second half of the season?
It was really nice just cause the season gets really grueling, really long. So just having that time. I mean, we went there business in mind to wrestle first, but after that, just had a lot of time to relax, just go sightsee around the area. So it just brought a fun aspect to the sport that sometimes isn't always the funnest, really grueling, but it makes going into that Christmas break feel a lot better.
Yeah, I would agree with him. It gets kind of not boring, but it kind of sucks just always being in the cold and dead center of wrestling season. But it was nice just to go down there and beat up on them guys. But it was also nice, like me personally, I don't do well with incline running, so it wasn't very fun. But getting to the top was well worth it. So it was a lot of fun.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about that, too. So, you know, we obviously went down there for business purposes. We came down there to win a couple duels and, you know, really strengthen what we have as a program before heading into the second half of the season. But talk about kind of the fun, too. You know, like we went on those two hikes. I really enjoyed them personally. What did you guys think?
Yeah, it was really nice, the sightseeing, especially like doing it as a team, being around everybody else. It's another team bonding thing. Also, like, we had the free range to kind of do what we wanted with our off time as well. So just like coordinating with other guys on the team, going out to eat or going out to see stuff was really nice. Good for bonding with the team.
Yeah. It was a little misleading, I would say, just on the hikes. Someone told me that they're going to be easy to moderate. And by the time we got done, the sign said extremely difficult. So that was great. But yeah, it was really nice just to get a big change of scenery. Like, I come from the country, and just being in the big city like that, it was pretty crazy. And it's, it kind of changes my aspect, just like how I've lived my life and like how they live theirs is just completely different. And yeah, it was nice. We got to travel around a little bit. We found a nice unbaked ice cream shop. That was pretty good. I know that they got a lot of business from our team. So that was pretty good. I might have to go back just for that. And even the steakhouse we went to, that was really good as well. So,
yeah, I mean, again, we've had, I think this is our fourth trip down there, so we've had some opportunity to, you know, kind of organize the trip. And then we also have a Sioux City native. He actually grew up in Vermilion, but his dad was a Morningside grad, like back in the, I think, 50s. And then his dad taught at USD for 40 years. But we connected with them. They're big wrestling people. And they live in the Phoenix area, and the Carantinos family. But like, they've helped us set, you know, a lot of this up too. So should give them a shout out. You know, they have given me tips on, you know, the runs to do, and they've helped connect us with the Arizona State wrestling team. You know, I don't think a lot of teams get to use the Arizona State's facilities, you know, in prime wrestling practice time like we do. You know, and they treat us really well at Arizona State and let us use all their facilities. And then, you know, we always, the Rustler's Roost is kind of like a Phoenix staple. So, again, the Carantino's family just gives us those tips and helps us out. They also came and watched us, which was cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great place for us. Phoenix is awesome. You know, and I also, a little bit of me thinks like, man, hopefully some of the guys retire down here and I can go visit them when I'm retired.
Yeah, it'd be a really great place. I loved Arizona. I'm definitely excited to go back. Kind of talking about that, though, like, how important do you guys think the pair of wins that we got down there was? And I know it was, like, right before season, and it wasn't at, like, a super big tournament or anything, but how important do you think it was to get those wins on the road and be ready for the second half?
I mean, just, yeah, from coach's perspective, you know, having great momentum going into the break and you know, just knowing like, hey, we got some big matches coming up after the break. It's important to finish strong and have everybody confident and excited to get back. You know, it's always easier to come off a win and be excited for the next one than, you know, if you don't perform well and just kind of have the weight of what do I got to fix and stuff. And yeah, so I thought it was great. You know, it was what we needed. And it gave us great momentum into the, you know, national duels event that we went to right when break was over. So, yeah, for me as a coach, yeah, I mean, just that high level performance was really important and, you know, gave me confidence going into national duels that we were, you know, ready to rock and roll and to perform when we got there too.
So kind of hitting back on that, gaining a lot of confidence going into the national duels in the second half of the season, is there anything in particular, I guess talking more to Hunter and Noah, that you guys think you learned about yourselves or learned about the team heading and facing that competition that you don't normally see in the Midwest?
I think personally just us, I think we have very different styles compared to everyone else that – we wrestled just, I mean, where we are geographically, I think, as well. Like, in me coming from Iowa, like, I like to wrestle a really physical, hard-fought match. And a lot of kids don't like that. And, like, I think it kind of breaks kids. And, honestly, like, I want to break them. And so that doesn't just help me in that match. It helps me preparing for nationals as well, just possibly seeing them there. And then just knowing that they have those flashbacks of getting pounded. And that just helps me as well. Just prepare for that. But it was good to see that competition. I mean, we have good competition around here with Doan and some of the other teams in the GPAC, but there we, like, every single duel was a dogfight, and just having that top competition was really nice, and it I think helped us know where we are at as a team as well, just knowing that we are a top 10 team and that we can definitely be a top 5 team for sure. So
yeah, I think it also maybe opened some people's eyes, especially mine, just to where the level that we're at, just individually with certain wrestling guys that are high ranked, really good, giving them really tough matches. So I think it opens a lot of people's eyes of how close they really are to the top guys that are out there.
Right. And yeah, that's a big thing too, you know, like just being around the program, like we have a tough room, and like I think we've always had a tough room ever since I've been here especially, but you know, like Morningside has a pretty good tradition of wrestling, and you know, I think that is very difficult for other teams, especially in different geographical locations. They don't see us very often, they don't know what to expect, but you know, I think going down there we really kind of gave them something to expect for next time, you know. Kind of let's switch over a little bit though, talking a little bit of the NWCA duels. I know that was kind of an invitational kind of thing. Tell us a little bit about that and how we ended up getting that invite.
Yeah, so they try and bring the top 16 teams in, you know, and it's a thing where they really base their invites off of last year's competition. You know, if you finish in the top 16 in the individual, you get an invite. So we didn't get an invite after the national tournament last year. But you know, we've had a great year, and we were highly ranked. Our preseason ranking was like 8 or 9 in the country. So, you know, basically they said, yeah, you're a lot better this year than you were last year, and we want you here. So they called us and we accepted the invite. And yeah, we're excited to be there. I think we went into it ranked like 14th, at the time, and we were unseeded in the tournament. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of how we ended up there. It wasn't on the schedule when the season started, but you know, the guys have been wrestling well and kind of proved that we were one of the top teams in the country. So they invited us to come prove it. And yeah, I mean, the best teams in the country were there. There was a 16, you know, team dual tournament, and we wrestled some really good teams. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and like we did really well, you know, going in unseeded and then coming out 8th. I feel like that's really good in terms of just like really showing the country like where we are at as a program, where we're at as a team, you know. I wasn't there, of course, but when I heard about all of it, I was super excited. You know, it just gets me pumped up seeing that Morningside's doing good.
Yeah. And I haven't even looked at it yet, but I'd be curious if, you know, any other team that placed in the top 8 was unseeded. I would probably guess not, you know. I mean, we knocked off the number 10 team or the number 6 team in the country right away, and then it would be like the number 12 or 13 team in the country. So, I mean, we had some really nice wins. And then, yeah, we wrestled, I think, the number 5 team in the country, lost to them, lost to the number 2 team. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to guess that we're the only team that wasn't seeded in the top 8 that placed. But, yeah, testament to the guys and the way they competed. And again, you know, when we were down in Arizona, I told them, like, you guys are going to dictate how well we do at the national duels, you know, because we had 10 days off. Basically, we had 10 days off. We practiced for 4 or 5 days. What was it, 4 days maybe? And then we went to the national duels. So, you know, 4 days doesn't really make up for 10 days of just sitting at home and eating grandma's cookies, you know? So they really had to be focused and dialed in all break, you know, and really sacrifice, you know, what some people would consider Christmas break traditions, you know, eating and being lazy kind of. But they did an awesome job, and they came back, obviously, and proved that, you know, we're a better team than everybody thought we were. And you know, I think proved that we are as good as we think we are. And yeah, I think there was a ton of confidence on our team going into that. And I think we built on that. So, That was it was a super fun event, and I just got to give credit to them for staying disciplined all break and continue to, you know, stay in the room and lift and do all the things that is important to compete at a high level, because we did not have a lot of practice before we got there.
Yeah, and let's kind of touch on that a little bit, because that, you know, it kind of popped up just after winter break, like we were going to go to these duels. What, like, how did you go about preparing the team, and then what did you say to the team before the duel started, like just to, you know, kind of get them prepared mentally and physically and everything?
Yeah, I mean, again, it was kind of just put it on them, really, and we're lucky enough, I guess, as a coaching staff, to be blessed with guys that, you know, I've been here for a couple of years and understand, you know, what a person has to do in order to compete at a high level. And just, you know, they have built a great culture of hard work and sacrifice. So it wasn't like we were asking them to do something that, you know, they weren't already accustomed to. It's just staying really dialed in over break when, you know, typically we wouldn't have to stay super dialed in. You know, typically we'd have a week. Wouldn't have a huge competition when we got back, but this year, you know, it was a little bit different where we had fewer practices because we had to leave and drive 24 hours to get to Louisville, Kentucky, or 13. Mm-hmm. It was 24 round trip, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, basically had, you know, a travel day and then an early day of competition. So yeah, we just had less practices, you know. So as a coach, like, we did 2 days right when we got back. So, you know, we tried to stack our practices and get a little more in the 4 days that we had, but still, you know, it's just not enough. So they really had to stay dialed in. And then just talking to them, like, for me, it was just all about continuing to do the things that we've been preaching of, you know, mentally focusing on your match, you know, focusing on your preparation, because it is a big event, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, great competition. Like, those are things that can, you know, start to get in your head and start to, you know, affect the way that you prepare. And you know, you might get too amped up and then, you know, have a little bit of an adrenaline dump when you get out there. And, you know, things that mentally and physically can affect you. You know, and our guys did a great job of, you know, staying within themselves, preparing, you know, themselves for their match and preparing themselves to just, you know, compete in their space, you know, not necessarily worry about their opponent or the team or the team score even, you know, just stay within themselves. And I think, yeah, I think we did a great job of that. And, you know, I don't think guys went out there scared ever or conservative, you know, any of those things that sometimes happen in big matches. I didn't see us do that. So, you know, which just, again, kind of reflects their preparation, the way they've gone about the season, you know, their mental training, physical training, confidence and all that stuff. I think it really shined and showed. Yeah, and it was an impressive thing to watch them go in and compete that well.
Yeah, it was very awesome to see. I loved just seeing that. I mean, especially when we knocked off those teams right away. Like, I was just watching the duel scores. I was like, let's go. You know, it was so awesome. Yeah. What did you guys think a little bit, you know, going into national duels? I know, you know, coach hit on a little of the having to stay disciplined and really dialed in during the Christmas break. What was your guys' mentality going into national duels? And then what was it like after national duels was over? And more, you know, personal and a team perspective.
Well, before we had heard about it a little bit before Christmas break, and I was pretty stoked about it just because I felt that it was a good way for us to prove a point. And so, like, my Christmas break was pretty busy with working out. Like, I had to buy a gym pass because I didn't want to run outside because it was too cold, but worked out pretty much every day, just hoping that, or knowing that I'm working harder than whoever their team is going to put out. And took some losses, but gained a lot of experience. Looking back at it, can see that all of us are better from it and realize where we're at compared to the rest of the competition, and that we're right there.
Kind of like what he had said of when I found out about it, I was super stoked just because I knew the teams that were going to be there. And the whole off season after I had surgery, I'd known the top returners and All Americans from my weight class, and like I knew who they were, and that was just the motivation to come back, and that's what drives me. And I had a new feeling of not necessarily pressure, but in our Ottawa duel, I had never had the feeling of being the last match, and it's like if I lose, then we lose the duel. Like that was something really interesting to feel, that was a lot of fun, just to put the staple in the casket. It was a good experience. I didn't quite have the showing I wanted, but I'm still pretty happy with how I did. I'm looking forward to next year. So,
and you know, it kind of goes back to that old saying, you know, pressure builds diamonds. And like, I kind of see that within the team a lot. Like, a lot of our teammates, like, and kind of just the team as a whole, we don't really buckle under the pressure like that. We almost like it, you know? And that's something that I think is very unique with a lot of college wrestling teams. I've seen a lot of teams that they really don't want to wrestle that high-level competition. You know, they get nervous or they get kind of scared. They think of the worst-case scenario. But I don't really see that ever, like, from the day-to-day. Everyone always seems very excited to wrestle high-level competition, and I feel like that's how it should be, but that's also something really tough to pass mentally, you know? And I feel like we've done a great job of that. How do you think that the approach to competition now, though, has changed? Like, you know, you went to national duels, we had a really good showing. Is there new goals that we're kind of shooting for, or we're kind of sticking to the same things, or, like, what are you guys thinking, like, now? How has the approach to competition changed?
I think it's the same. I mean, all that I care about is winning in the end. So I'm not going to change that goal because I want to be at the top. But it does show a lot of things. It did show a lot of things that need to be improved on, certain positions, things like that. So it really helped try to dial into certain things that I need to work on, and I know that other guys have noticed that too, certain things that they need to work on. So I think it propels us into our upcoming postseason really well, as we have been working on the certain things that each of us need that are gonna put us on that next level.
Something that I've learned over the years is not to overlook your competition no matter who it is, and that's our next biggest match. So if that's Hastings, then we go just prepare for them, and then going into GPAC duels, like I know it's really easy to get excited for Doan, but we have to get past Hastings and Midland first. They're our next biggest challenge, and it's just not backing down. It'll be a fun one, but we just have to come ready, and we have to be prepared for what's in front of us first, rather than overlooking them. And kind of like what Noah had said, like just kind of tweaking things that we need to improve on, and just putting that towards practice. So, That's where you learn. You learn in the room, and if you don't like something, or if something didn't go your way out on the mat, then you just go back to the drawing board and you work on it, and you get better. So,
and I would say, like, just as a team, and these two guys, like, had pretty high goals, and you know, that's one of the reasons that we went to the national duels is. Guys on the team have high expectations of themselves. You know, if our team wasn't in that position, we might not have went. But, I think, you know, probably reaffirmed that their goals were, you know, appropriate. I think it would probably be what I would say is, you know, they can be All-Americans. They can contend for national titles. I think seeing that competition and be able to compete with them, you know, kind of said that. And I don't think we had anybody go undefeated, did we? So, I mean, everybody competed against guys that were, you know, ranked in the top five. And, you know, I mean, everybody took a loss too. So it's like we got a little bit of both. We got a little bit of confidence of, hey, we're right where we need to be. But we also got a little bit of, like, realization is we got to get a little bit better too. And I think that was, yeah, critical for the trip and really what we wanted to get out of it. You know, so as a coaching staff, we left there, like, super excited about the way we wrestled, but also super motivated for what we have to do to get better. Because we were seconds away from beating guys that were ranked, you know, 1, 3, 5, anywhere in there. And, yeah, we just got to get a little bit better over the next 3 weeks. And I think we have guys that can contend for national titles, and super exciting, you know. It's exciting to learn what you need to do, and it's exciting to be really close. I think one of you guys said it too, like, the timing was great. You know, we have time to get better. But yeah, it was an awesome event. We gotta, yeah, be in Kentucky too, which was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Louisville was kind of cool. We competed, and then they didn't have any showers where we were wrestling. So we had to go to the Louisville football stadium and shower.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool, though. You got to see the stadium.
Yeah, I used Lamar Jackson's locker, I think.
I was going to say that.
that's pretty cool.
It was kind of a neat little side trip we had to take to go shower before we made the trip home. Then we had some weather on the way home, so that was interesting. It was just an intense trip all the way around. But yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, honestly, and I feel like that's kind of how the wrestling team does really well, you know, when we're surrounded by chaos. And I feel like, you know, so that's not good for a lot of teams, but for us, I feel like chaos usually does us pretty good. We adapt pretty well.
Yeah.
Our vehicle was nice.
Yeah.
How we got to watch our movies was very innovative.
Nice.
So we took a 15 passenger charter van.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty comfortable. I mean, not my seat necessarily, the driver, but I think everybody else's was all right.
Yeah.
And then they were streaming Netflix in the back, so.
Nice. Did they have, like, the TVs on each seat and everything, all the fancy?
No, they had a big TV up front, but the speakers didn't work, so we had to, like, plug in someone's phone to the aux cord and, like, match up the movie on their phone with the TV.
Next time we'll have to bring a Bluetooth speaker out.
Yeah.
That would probably help me because that thing was so loud.
Yeah.
I needed, it was super loud for us up in the front. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it seems like it was a lot of fun. You know,
we didn't get to see Churchill Downs, but that was probably the only thing I wanted to see that we didn't get to do.
Yeah. Kind of going back to that, you know, we did really well and everything, but we also kind of made some adjustments from last year with the lineup, you know. Like, both of you guys went up some weight classes, you know, you spent the summer bulking up a little bit. Like, what do you guys think that did for our dual lineup? You know, because we had some incoming freshmen come in, just switching around everything. Like, what do you guys think that did, and was it beneficial to the overall dual team, do you think?
I mean, a lot of people... You know, this is a team sport, but in the end, like, you have to do your part for your team to win. If everybody does their part, you're going to win. And I just thought that my best wasn't at 141 where I was at. I just thought that I could compete a lot better if I wasn't cutting as much weight. It also was able to kind of shine the light into other guys who are taking over those spots who maybe haven't been able to see our lineup yet, so it's able to give those younger guys the opportunities to get out in the lineup and see what they got. And I mean, those guys are doing really well as of right now, so it's exciting to see what we have coming up in the future.
I bet it's nice not having to cut as much weight, be able to eat a little bit on the weekends. And
I eat full meals like every day, so.
Yeah, it's right after the season, Coach and I had a nice talk, and we both thought it'd be beneficial for me to move up. I know I'm giving up a lot of weight, but I still feel like I'm pretty athletic enough to at least hold my ground. And like, there hasn't been a match yet this year that I felt like, holy cow, I got overpowered. Like, that doesn't affect me. Yeah, it's different. I gotta get used to guys being a lot bigger, and that just makes my cardio better. But it's nice not having to cut weight, or it's really nice to be able to actually eat during Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's pretty. I haven't felt like that in a long time, but yeah, it's hard to say, just because I mean, our team, I believe, is still pretty tough, but I don't know. It's kind of flip-flop. Like, if I was not at 97, who would be our heavyweight? Like, if we'd be tougher, I'm not sure. But yeah, I think we're right where we need to be. So
yeah, and you know, as a coaching staff, it's really just our opinion that guys need to compete at their best. You know, no matter what weight it's at. And obviously, like, it's nice when it works out and you don't have two guys at one weight that are both, you know, really tough. You know, makes it a little bit easier as a coach to pick your dual lineup and stuff. But yeah, I mean, if you're not competing at your best at the weight you're at, then you're really not helping the team that much, you know. And that's just kind of our philosophy in general. You know, and the reality is, like, if you're wrestling 184 and we need you to wrestle 197, I don't think it's that big of a deal to bump up a weight class either. You know, the guys might not always agree with me, but I don't think it's that big of a deal to give up. We had a 65 pounder that I wrestled up three weight classes in one, so it doesn't really bother me to bump them up. And the reality is, like, they practice with each other all the time. I mean, Noah and Hunter practice together. That's a 60-pound difference. Yeah, I mean, we just every single day you have guys that are wrestling outside the weight class. So, you know, you get it in your mind that, oh, man, you're giving up 20 pounds or 5 pounds or whatever, and you start thinking how big of an impact that's going to make. But, yeah, I mean, I've wrestled, you know, 65-pounders that are tanks and super strong, and I've wrestled 97-pounders like Hunter that are weenies, you know. So you never know. And so I think, like, we make a big deal out of the weight part of it, you know, and that's wrestling in general. But, yeah, I mean, these guys were good wrestlers at whatever weight they're at, and that's just, I think, our philosophy as a team too. Like, man, get great practices every day, right? Get better. The weight part, you know, hopefully will figure itself out. Yeah, it's just kind of the way I think. I don't know. As a coach staff, that's kind of the way we prioritize it. Improve, you know, get great practices, and then we'll make a decision on what weight you should be at. Yeah. And even the guys that are, you know, cutting weight, like, you know, John Diener, he didn't cut down until January. You know, it was kind of a push from us to be like, don't cut weight for 6 months, you know, or 5 months, whatever. Let's just cut weight for 2 or 3 months and, yeah, just practice harder and be hydrated and all the things that make you want to go to practice every day and work really hard. Because, yeah, I haven't met anybody yet that loves cutting weight. You know, it's something that we do, and it's one of the sacrifices that are made, but it's not the best part about wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so the best part's just beating people up, and you know, you can do that better when you got a lot of energy. So,
right, and you have three meals in your stomach.
Yeah, that helps. Maybe two is plenty, but
yeah, maybe two. Yeah, so you know, we're probably getting closer to the end here. Just before we get ready to cut out, I kind of want to ask you guys, you know, what are the big motivators for the rest of the season, and what are you guys most looking forward to? Would you say? I mean, obviously Nationals is a big one, but like, maybe before Nationals, what are you guys really looking forward to as a team?
I'd say definitely the Dome duel. I mean, I know Hunter said that we got to focus on our first two duels before then. And the way that we've been wrestling all season, I don't think it's going to be a problem. We're focused. We're ready to go when we have that guy in front of us. But the Dome duel is a pretty big event, as it's probably going to be for the GPAC title, and I really think that we can. I mean, they've beat us the last 2 years, but I think that we can flip the script this year and take them out.
Yeah, I agree with him. Like, that's probably the most exciting thing to be looking forward to. I look forward to stepping out on the mat every single time, but I'd say that's probably the biggest moment. And yeah, just being able to challenge myself as an individual, but also challenge ourselves as a team. And I just feel like we haven't got the respect that we necessarily deserve. Not that rankings matter, but I think we're a lot better than what people give us credit for. And it's just time to prove that to people. So,
yeah, I think the Doan duel is big. It's basically came down to Doan and us the last 2 years, and they nipped us. So exciting. It's always exciting to wrestle them. They have great competitors, and they bring a nice competitive fire to the gym. So that'll be a fun duel. Obviously, conference tournament. Looking forward to that. That's the third week in February. And then, you know, of course, Nationals, we go down to Wichita, Kansas for that. You know, and I would say, like, I'm looking forward to, you know, our season and everything we have in front of us. We got another top 10 ranked duel February 8th. So that'll be a fun one. And really, it's a pleasure to coach these guys every time. So I really do enjoy it all. And then we're also going to keep training and go to the U.S. Open out in Vegas the end of April. So, you know, really, I'm pretty pumped about that one, too. Like, yeah, there's not a lot of trips that we have to go on that I don't look forward to. We were supposed to go to Jamestown. I really wasn't excited about that. But we don't have to go to North Dakota anymore. So that's probably a huge perk in my schedule. But, yeah. I would say we have quite a few fun things coming up. Great opportunities to compete hard, wrestle with tough dudes, and yeah, have fun as a team. Last year we went out to U.S. Open in Vegas and got an Airbnb and wrestled some really tough guys, and yeah, that was a great trip too. So yeah, looking forward to that one too. The next 3 months we're gonna have a lot of fun wrestling. So excited for all those opportunities.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys very much for doing this. It was awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Caleb.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good things to talk about. And thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Inside M Side.